The Gemara says in Sukkah, for the Heksha Sukkah, Sukkah Asuya B'movi, and so on, Osilo Pas Abba Umashu. Hocha the Lekka Shtei Tfanus, Iika Pas Abba in, Ilo Lo. So Tosis asks, why do you need the pas talid? You could have made, you know, thin strips of wood, and each one put it next to the other, that it should be within less than gimel tefachim, so it's loved, and then that dolphin l'chor should be kosher. So Tosis answers that, quoting the Gemara in Avin and Daf Tesayin, the chol mechitza she'enu shel sesi ve'evav ain't mechitza, and therefore, since it's not sesi ve'evav, it would only be going up, but horizontally there wouldn't be a mechitza, so it wouldn't be kosher. So the Ma'asher asks, that's good according to Yosef Bibi Yehuda, who holds that every mechitza that's not shalshesi ve'erev, both vertical and horizontal, is not kosher. But according to Chachamim, hold that a mechitza of sheshi without erev, vertical, even though it's not horizontal, is kosher. It looks in Hilchos Shabbos by Bishu Sayochid. Why do we pass dalit by Sukkah? Let it be corner each one, put up corner each one within lovet pachos migimel. So apparently Tosis holds that this machlokes between Tanoim, between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, is only as relates to Shabbos. But by Sukkah, everybody would agree that a mechitza has to be both sheshi ve'erev. And if it's just sheshi, not erev, and by Sukkah with basa. Because there's a special loch by Sukkah, it's not just a loch of having a mechitzis, it's a loch that the Sukkah is part of the heftz of the Sukkah, and it's not just to be menei regal harabim. If it has to be, you need a heftz of shemechitza that's part of the Sukkah, so therefore that mechitza has to be by Sukkah, both sesi ve'eriv.